Current State on WKAR. Michigan State University is asking Spartans everywhere to join in a global project singing the MSU fight song together. Current State's Scott Pohl is here with more on the Spartan Virtual Choir. What's going on here, Scott?
Well, Melissa, if you went to MSU or have ever attended a sporting event here, you know the Spartan fight song.
At least the fight
right,
part, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the Spartan Virtual Choir is the university's next global video project. If you go to msu.edu/fightsong, you'll find a video explaining how it works.
Spartans, 2015 marks the 100-year anniversary of Michigan State University's fight song. And to celebrate, we're creating the first ever Spartan Virtual Choir, bringing together hundreds of MSU voices from around the globe into one amazing performance. So, we need you to submit a video of yourself singing the fight song, which we will then combine with all the other submitted videos into one virtual choir performance. You can sing by yourself, with friends, or even in groups. You can sing from home, work, or your favorite location. Or, if you just want to sing the instrumental part, then do that.
As a Spartan myself, who can resist this kind of opportunity, Melissa?
Oh, sure.
Well, to learn more, I talked with Kevin Epling, who's organizing the Spartan Virtual Choir Project. And you know how we sometimes warn listeners about possibly sensitive material?
Uh-oh.
Well, I feel compelled to warn listeners that if you listen to this interview, you're going to hear me and Current State host Mark Bayshore singing the fight song.
You know, last fall I happened to be watching a TEDx talk on a virtual choir, and one of the things that came to my mind was, why couldn't we do this with the Spartan fight song? So we started looking into the feasibility. I was talking with my partner in crime, Anthony Siciliano, who's going to do a lot of the editing of this beast. How can we do this? And so it took a couple months to kind of lay the groundwork, and then finally we let it out to everybody to let everybody know that we're going to be trying this. And this is the 100th year of the MSU fight song.
So it fits in on the calendar nicely.
It fits perfectly. So when you have a great fight song, it's 100th anniversary, and you have Spartans around the globe who all know this song, it's all coming together.
All right, now explain how this works to somebody who wants to join the choir.
People, if they want to join the choir, can go to msu.edu/fightsong, and we actually have a sing-along video there for people. There's also some instructional videos that people can watch. And then once you have your video recorded, there's a place where you can actually go on the website and upload that to us.
So you can sing along with the video. It's karaoke-like. You can see the lyrics if you really... Come on, who doesn't know the lyrics?
Who doesn't know? And you should know the lyrics. But yes, it's karaoke. You know, the words light up, you know, on the beat. So that, you know, people look at it. Now, it is a little different cadence because I think a lot of us sing the fight song a little faster than it is because we get caught up in
right.
it.
Right.
So it is important for people to kind of pay attention to the sing-along video, that cadence, you know, put headphones on or earbuds in when you sing it back to us. Important to have the volume low so we don't hear that. We want to hear your voice.
And you're going to mix it with the music later.
We're going to mix it all together. So when you start, and a lot of people are, oh, I don't want somebody to hear my voice. When this is all done, it'll be hundreds of voices blended together. So I don't think we're going to be able to pick one person out.
Now, the sing-along video is about 2 minutes long.
Right.
I assume you want people to sing for the entire 2 minutes, right?
We want people to go all the way through, including kind of the middle of the piece, the break strain or the instrumental piece. And that's an area where people can just have fun. You know, they want to. We've had people dance around. We've had people do a lot of different things, air drumming. They can just have fun with that piece, but then get right back into the fight song.
Will the finished video also be about 2 minutes long then?
It will be about 2 minutes long. There'll be probably a little bit on the head explaining what it is, then the fight song itself, and something on the end.
I'm envisioning this on the scoreboard at Spartan Stadium this fall.
One of the goals is to have this ready, you know, for football season so we can get it out there. I think it's going to be something that alumni groups can use. It can be on the website. You know, it'd be a great thing to kick off an event with this. And it's a little different. You also have to think almost in 3D. When we're layering all of these video images, we are going to have hundreds of files. And a promo video is out, so it gives people a taste of what this is going to look like, of layering of all these hundreds of people on the screen singing one song.
We're talking about the Spartan Virtual Choir with Kevin Epling, manager of University Photography and Videography at MSU. Videos of Spartans all over the world are being uploaded to msu.edu/fightsong, and the clips will be merged into one big production for the fall. Kevin, how good a singer do I need to be? And here's where I'm coming from here. I've heard it said that when people sing together in a church, it sounds pretty much in tune because some people will be on pitch while others will be a little flat, others will be a little sharp. The finished product winds up sounding pretty good. Is that what you're aiming for here, something like that?
We're aiming for that, and I think this really isn't all about being in tone and in tune. It's all about heart. It's all about, you know, people giving all to sing this fight song. And by the time when we have all of those voices, you know, mixed together, that's the purpose of a choir, just like you said, in church. When it blends together, everyone sounds great.
Will we pick out individual voices at times, though?
At times, during the course, we will pick out individual voices and videos, because some of the videos we're getting are very clever. They're interesting looking, so we want to showcase those. And as we've talked about, we have alums all over the place, so some are going to show us where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to showcase some of those throughout the 2 minutes of the final video.
Here's a question for you, Kevin. The line, "See, their team is weakening." You know how lately everybody goes weak instead of weakening. Do you want
Yes.
people to do that?
No, actually, we want them to sing, "The team is weakening."
Okay.
So we want them to follow along with the sing-along video. And I've already had a few email comments from people about that and a couple other things. And I'm like, no, we want the traditional fight song.
All right. Now, this project reminds me of other projects in the last couple of years. Like, we had Spartans all over the world submit video clips from one specific day to document what Spartans all over the world were doing on that one day. Is this the same idea?
It's a little variation on that. I think, you know, that's one of the big things about Michigan State University. Some people will say, well, this is the MSU fight song. It's tied to athletics. Well, it is, but it's really about the heart and soul of what Michigan State University is. You know, Michigan State is not only doing things for our community, the state, the nation, and we're out there in the world. So we're making a difference. And that's kind of what this song is. It is about a team that is going to make a difference. And the Spartan family is going to make a difference.
Kevin Epling is manager of University Photography and Videography at MSU, and we're talking about the Spartan Virtual Choir. It's a project where you can join Spartans from all over the world in singing the fight song. Now, Kevin, I can't do an interview about a project like this without singing the fight song. So will you record me right now?
Absolutely. All absolutely. Right. So we can put that in the video.
Excellent.
On the banks of the Red Cedar, there's a school that's known to all. Its specialty is winning, and those Spartans play good ball. Spartan teams are never beaten. All through the game they'll fight for the only colors, green and white. Go right through for MSU. Watch the points keep growing. Spartan teams are bound to win. They're fighting with a vim. Rah, rah, rah. See, their team is weakening. We're going to win this game. Fight, fight, rah, team fight. Victory for MSU.
We roll.
All right, so Kevin, now I have sung the fight song for you with our host, Mark Bayshore. Your professional opinion, how did we do?
I think you guys did fantastic, and that's exactly what we want. You guys had a lot of energy. You project, you know, so it's great.
I'm not going to make you commit to using Mark and me.
No, we're going to use it. Okay, anybody, you know, the way this thing has to unfold of building kind of this wall of video, if you submit something, we're pretty much going to use it, so... We love the enthusiasm of you and Mark and your hand gestures and getting into it. And that's what we want people to do. We want people to have fun with this. You know, we want them to show their school spirit, you know, and sing the fight song and help us celebrate that 100th anniversary.
I wish I'd worn an MSU shirt today. I feel bad about that.
Well, I think it's the spur of the moment. Some people will do that. Some people don't. So it's all good.
When will we see the finished product? Do you have a release date in mind?
So we are looking to release this on September 9th, just in time for the first home football game, which is on the 12th. and people have, again, until August 12th for their submissions, because then we have to start the editing process.
Yeah, but the sooner the better.
Sooner the better. Absolutely.
All right. MSU's Manager of University Photography and Videography, Kevin Epling, has been our guest. Again, you have until August 12th to submit your video of the MSU fight song. You can get started by visiting msu.edu/fightsong. Kevin Epling, good luck with the Spartan Virtual Choir.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to getting this out there for everybody to see.
Go green.
Go white.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Coming up on Current State, much like humans, Asian carp have some specific spots they head when they're looking for a mate. We'll hear about how a study about the dating hangouts of the invasive species could be useful in keeping them from invading the Great Lakes. Plus, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is in Cincinnati on Tuesday. We check in with Detroit Free Press sports writer Sean Windsor for a look at the Detroit Tigers at the season's midway point. That and more coming up after this break.